He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. You know, I don't know why that song is just in my spirit, but every knee will bow. You know, I've been saying every knee should bow, but I want to go ahead and say emphatically that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. No doubt about it. He's God everywhere. That's what Mother Elsie Shaw used to say. He's not just God in the UN. He's not just God in China. He's not even just God in America, but he's God everywhere. He's the God of every nation. You remember that song? How I love him. How I love him. He's the lily of the valley, bright and morning star. How I love him. He's the God of every nation. Bless his name. Our God is not weak. Our God is not Pee Wee Herman. He's not despondent. He's not running from nowhere. He is God. Hey, and beside him, there is no other. There is no God like Jehovah. But let's go even deep and say there is no God but Jehovah. All other gods, they are the works of man. But he is the Most High God, and there is no God like him. I am charged up. I am excited about what God is about to do in your life. I'm excited that no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I'm excited that there is a fire. There is a tenacity. There is a strength. There is a push. There is a drive in you. What is that drive for? To pray, to call on the name of the Lord. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered, and shall be set free. We understand the power of prayer. The only reason you're not praying is because you don't understand the power of prayer. Because if you understood the power of prayer, nobody has to beg you to pray. Nothing happens until you pray. Nothing changes until you pray. Nothing turns until you pray. Just telling that to someone a minute ago, you don't like where you are. It is not a God problem. It's your problem. All right. God has given you power over all principalities and powers. That's Ephesians chapter 1. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, that he's lifted us up far above all principalities and powers. That's the authority we have. We're not weak. We're not despondent. We're not depressed. We're not sad. We know who our God is. Our God is alive. He is alive and well. He is faithful. And we are seated with him. Remember what the gospel is. It is the death. That's correct. It is the burial. That's correct. Hallelujah. It is the resurrection. That is correct. Oh, but we can't stop there. Hallelujah. It is the ascension. Number 4. And then it is the seating. Number 5. Isn't that something? How the gospel has 5 components. And 5 is the number of grace. And by grace you are saved. Well, that seating is what gave you that grace. And because I am seated, I am symphutos. I was with him in the whole process. Hallelujah. So I have ascended with him, and then I am seated with him. But I am seated with him far up, Asha, far above all principalities and powers. I'm seated. And guess what that means? That if I stay in the word, I'll stay in the spirit. Why? St. John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, and the flesh profiteth nothing. For the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. When God says walk in the word, all that means, or when the Lord says walk in the spirit, all it means to do is walk in the word. Because if you walk in that word, you won't fulfill the lusts of your flesh. You that are struggling with strongholds and problems and issues and demons that you can't seem to get free from. The only reason you can is because you're not in the spirit. Now, walking in the, that don't mean walking around going, that sounds good. That's praying in tongues, but that's not walking in the spirit. Walking in the spirit means to walk in the word. Amen. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? That's Psalm 119. By taking heed thereto the what? Word of God. St. John 15. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, You can ask what you will. Everything you need is in the word of God. Walk in the word. So if I walk in the word, I'll be in the spirit. If I stay in the spirit, I'll get in the heavenlies. All right. Because if I walk in that word and walk in what that word tell me to walk and walk how that word tell me to walk, I'm going to end up in the heavenlies, which is why I'm seated. And if I'm in the heavenlies, I'll keep the devil where he belongs. He belongs under your feet. The job of the enemy is to keep you in the flesh. Why does he want to keep you in the flesh? Because the devil was giving a sentence in the book of Genesis. There was judgment that was spoken on the serpent that told him, upon your belly, you shall eat the dust of the earth. Now, remember, you are a triune being. You are a spirit with a soul that lives inside of a body. That body has a mind, and the mind of the body is the flesh. You understand that? The Bible says the body without the spirit, not the flesh without the spirit, but the body without the spirit. Sometimes you look at your arms and your legs and you think that's your flesh. That is not your flesh. Your flesh is the mind of your body. Really, your flesh is really that soulish realm. If I can say it like that, the flesh is. It's that soulish realm. So most times when you're in your emotions, you're in the flesh. All right? And the Bible says to be spiritually minded is life and peace, but to be carnally minded is death. You understand that? So anytime you are carnal in your mind, once you mind the things that are the flesh, the Bible says they that are of the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are of the spirit do mind the things of the spirit. Now, the devil has been given a sentence from God that he is anointed to consume dust. Flesh, upon thy belly thou shalt eat the dust of the earth. Now, because your soul is such an important factor when it comes to the health of your body is made from the dust of the earth. And the minute you don't have your soul in the right place, which is in the spirit, the enemy has been given access to eat you. And you're wondering why that serpent is so big, from a serpent to a dragon, because you fed him through your pride. You fed him through your arrogance. You fed him through your uncleanness. You fed him because you live in the flesh and you are nothing but a snack to the devil. But the devil is a liar. You will not live the rest of your life defeated. You will not live the rest of your life going under. You are getting ready to walk in the spirit, and the way you're going to do it is you're getting ready to get you a strong prayer life. The Bible declares in Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. The shield of faith. I like that one. It says above all. If I had time, I would get into that. But above all, the shield of faith. That's very important. It said more than anything, you got to make sure you have that shield of faith, because if you don't have faith, you don't have the power to quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. The devil is always throwing darts. But if you are not in faith, he got you. If he got any realm in your life where you're in doubt, where you're questioning the validity of who you are and what God has said, he got you. So he said, you need that faith. But then he said, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. But then it doesn't stop there. A lot of us who read our Bibles, we stop there. But I think it's very important for us to recognize something else that is in this text that we walk away from. Again, I'm in Ephesians chapter 6, and I want you to see something in this text. I've talked about it before years ago when the Lord was really dealing with me about it. But Ephesians chapter 6 also boasts Shekinah. It also says, when it gets done telling you to do that, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always. Now, I think it's very powerful. that everything in the scripture had a thing to it. You know, salvation got a helmet. Faith got a shield. The word got a sword. Truth got, you know, loins. But the next weapon, it says praying always. Don't have nothing with it. Two reasons why. Number one, prayer is your secret weapon. That's why it don't have nothing with it. You can't locate it. And you can't locate a prayer warrior in the spirit. We operate stealth. S-T-E-S-T-E-A-L-T-H. I'm sorry. We operate stealth under the radar. Prayer is your stealth weapon. Prayer is your weapon that you operate in under radar. Prayer is your weapon that is not detected by the enemy because you are praying always, all right? But the reason I believe it also doesn't have a weapon with it is because prayer is the weapon. It is your weapon against the adversary. It says praying always in the spirit. Amen. When you don't know what to pray, the Spirit himself maketh intercession. Prayer is a weapon against the enemy. You're tired of the devil messing with your family? Pray. You don't like what's going on in your country? Pray. You are frustrated with what's going on in your life? Pray. But you must pray fervently. It is not cute prayers. It is not prayers that you want to do every time you get in trouble. It is the effectual, fervent, continual, pushing, travailing prayer of the righteous that availeth much. You are righteous. Who made you righteous? Jesus made you righteous. How did you become righteous? 2 Corinthians 5, he who knew no sin became sin, that you might be made the what? Righteousness of God. You gave him your sin. He gave you his righteousness. You're not trying to be righteous. You're not praying about being righteous. You are righteous. And because you are righteous, you got the power to pray fervently. And guess what? When you pray, he hears you. Ah, halabashande. I said, when you pray, he hears you. Now, do you believe that? Well, you got to know that and pray fervently and pray with power and pray with tenacity and pray like you know who your God is. Isaiah 54:17. That's what we're going to pray today. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Why? That scripture doesn't stop there. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness, there it go again, is of me, saith the Lord. Because you are righteous. Oh, because you are righteous. Guess what? You have the power to declare that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, the weapon is going to form. The Bible lets you know in Ephesians 6 that he's shooting fiery darts. Come on here. He lets you know that. You ain't putting on armor to be cute. You're putting on armor because there's a war going on. All right? And if that war's going on, you need to prepare yourself to fight that old nasty, rascal, dirty devil. Mele de boku talamanda la sia. All right? So guess what? We pray. Your mouth is a weapon. You don't pray in your mind. You pray out your mouth. Death and life is in the power of your tongue. You have what you say. Whosoever shall say under this mountain. That's why when it's time to pray, I have you to repeat after me, and then I tell you begin to pray. I don't want you repeating. I don't want you listening to me pray. I want you praying with me. And until you learn how to pray effectively, pray what I'm praying, say what I'm saying. But guess what? Open your mouth. I don't care where you at. Don't be quiet. The devil is not playing, and you shouldn't be either. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Any weapon the enemy has deployed against me, I command that devil, be stripped of that weapon. Now, now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I recognize that I'm dealing with an adversary. And I declare by divine authority that any weapon the enemy has deployed against my life, against my children, against my family, against my church, against my pastor, against my husband, my wife, against my house, against this nation, every weapon of sorcery, every weapon of the diviner, every weapon of the medium, every weapon of mysticism, I declare by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of Jesus Christ, hey, 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 by that blood that shed on Calvary's cross, may the enemy be stripped of that weapon. I strip him. I strip him. I strip him. I command him to drop his weapons and flee. I arrest him now. Every trusted weapon that the devil has deployed against my life, against my name, against my reputation, against my children, my future, my legacy, my destiny, against KCC Houston, against KCC Charlotte, against KCC Jacksonville. Hey, every trusted weapon of discord, every trusted weapon of strife, of confusion, every trusted weapon of gossip, of lust, perversion, jealousy, envy, whatever it is, whatever evil planting, whatever trusted weapon that the enemy has deployed, I exercise divine authority and I strip him. I strip him. I strip every enemy. I strip every adversary. I strip him now. I strip the enemy of his weapon. I strip his hands. I strip his meeting place. I strip his meeting quarters. I command confusion to come to the headquarters of the enemy. I command a bomb to be released at the headquarters of the enemy. And I prophesy by divine authority that his weapon will not work. Hey, 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 shouta ho, Michele do, robo satule mandala kidasa, le bala di bankala dube. Hey, hey, I declare it will not work. It will not work. It will not work. No weapon that you deploy against my son, against my daughter, against my children, against my husband, against my wife, against my marriage, against my romance, against my finances. I declare in the name of Jesus that no weapon deployed will work. No weapon deployed will work. I prophesy by divine authority that any weapon deployed against the children of God, any weapon deployed against Ukraine, any weapon deployed against this nation, the nations of the earth, every trusted weapon that has been deployed by the enemy, every secret weapon, every undercover agent of the enemy that has been deployed against my life, my destiny, my health, my body, my mind, in Dele, La Cuba, Sitalobo, Shatelemanda, Alilibikizo, Luvankaladiba, Zalolobohota. Hey, 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 by divine authority, I command that weapon to be stripped. I command that weapon to be stripped. And I prophesy that that weapon will not work in the name of Jesus. Korabashate. Ye la manda la baba siko lo lo bo shate. Indelele balaba zikiri di andala la baraba shata da bokoya. Now remember, I tell y'all all the time that this world that you are looking at, there is a power behind the scenes. For instance, you see that chair you're sitting in? You see that door you just walked through? You see that house you lived in? It is the manifestation of something that is not seen. The house that you are living in, the apartment that you are staying in, the car that you are driving in was first a thought. And the thought is more real than the manifestation, because the manifestation is only playing out what was thought. So you think it, you write it, then you build it. You think about what you want, you find an architect to write down what you want, and what you're thinking has to be more powerful or more real than what's written, because I can't write without your thinking. And even if I do draw something that you're not thinking, you'll say that's not right. Because whatever I see is only a manifestation of what I don't see. Well, it's the same thing in the spirit realm. Everything that is happening in your life is a manifestation of something that is going on in the spirit. There have been demonic verdicts. There have been demonic determinations. There have been demonic court cases that are only playing out in the physical. And the job of the enemy is to get you to take medicine. Now hear me about the spirit. Take your medicine. You love taking your medicine. God bless you. But I need you to understand that there is something going on behind the scenes. And it is only a manifestation of what is happening in the spirit. We are going to decree today that anything that is going on as a result of a demonic verdict, we are decreeing in the name of Jesus that it be overturned. We overturn it. Hey, hey, hey. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Anything going on as a result of demonic determinations by divine authority, I overturn it. Hey, I overturn it. Hey, I overturn it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, anything going on as a result of what the enemy has programmed in the womb of time that is playing out financially, that is playing out in my family, that is playing out in my health, that is playing out in my business, that is manifesting in my investments by divine authority, I declare, let it be overturned. Every demonic outcome be overturned. I command every demonic verdict, every demonic determination, every demonic agenda, every demonic plan, I command it to be overturned. Let it be interrupted. I overturn every demonic outcome. I overturn every demonic verdict. I overturn every demonic plan and agenda against my life, against my family, against my children, against my husband, my wife, against my church, my pastor, my leader, against presidents, against mayors, against governors. Hey, hey, every demonic, kaladu, kaladu buhus, ulilibia balados, lokontala makide. Hey, 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 every demonic outcome be overturned. Hey, halaba, shateleme. Anybody that's connected to me that the enemy is trying to cause something to play out in the natural that he's done in the spirit, I'll overturn it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone connected to me, foreign and domestic, at home and abroad, anyone that the enemy has appointed to die, die before their time. Die before a purpose. I command every manipulation of the enemy. Hey, 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 be overturned and declare that whatever the enemy is planning, boomerang. I said boomerang. I said boomerang. Hey, 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 la basha. Yay, mi candolo, robo satula, le mancala di baza. Hey, shalaba, likundinini andelebe. Hey, halados, halados. Haladebe koza, vankala dibie, elebia hashina, shanka ninimi anzo, ho, hota, Hey, I command all demonic outcomes, demonic plans, demonic agendas, every witchcraft agenda, every witchcraft plan, every hex, every vex, every enchantment, every incantation, be overturned, be overturned, be overturned, be overturned, be overturned. I interrupt it. I cancel it. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. So you have to pray fervently, church. You can't play with this. Pray. Hey, 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 I said pray. We're praying one more prayer. 2 Samuel, chapter 12. Ora basha kalamande le biala bandoro bosita. 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 14. Look at what it says. Kalabasha tole mandalakia. 2 Samuel, chapter 12. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. Thou, because of what you've done, David, because of what you have done, you have given great occasion to the devil to blaspheme the name of the Lord. When David sinned, when David messed up, he gave the enemies of God occasion to triumph. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. I keep telling y'all that. You can't do what you want to do. Not because you won't go to heaven. We're under the new covenant now. But it will destroy your witness. It'll hinder your ability to be able to reach people when you live loose and act loose and talk loose. Hey, but we are praying today that any occasion that the enemy is using against my house, I overturn it. Whatever the devil is using, he is an accuser of the brethren. Whatever door that I have opened, hey, we are overturning it. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, any occasion the enemy is using against me, I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. Raise your right. Come on, begin to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, any occasion, any door, any foothold that I have given the enemy through my ignorance, through my rebellion, through sin and disobedience, Father, I declare that any occasion of the enemy that he wants to use to triumph over me, to come against me, my life, my house, my wife, my children, and my finances, Father, I declare by divine authority, by the blood of the Lamb, hey, by the covenant of forgetfulness, by the power of new mercies that are seen every time I wake up, hey, 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 I overturn every advantage. I overturn every advantage. Whatever the advantage is, I overturn it. I overturn every advantage. And I declare that the enemy will use nothing. Hey, 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 that I've done in my past, my present, and my future as an occasion to destroy my life, to destroy my children, to destroy my family, to destroy my legacy and my name. Hey, I thank you that you are the God of the second chance. You are the God of the do-over. And I declare every occasion be overturned. Every foothold be cut off. Hey, hey, every door that I've opened through ignorance, through sin, through disobedience, through rebellion, through jealousy, through bitterness, through unforgiveness, through hatred, every door, hey, 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 by divine authority, I command that door to be closed. I seal it with the blood of Jesus. Hey, Shata, ho, Mikeshe. Hey, 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 Maladobo, Robo Saku, Mikandilia. In the name of Jesus. I'm looking for you this evening. I'm looking for you in Chicago on the 13th of May. Yes, Lord, I heard that very clear. I'm looking for you. Elele balaba shandiri osia. Ikanda lalabalaba shata lalaba shandi. Eleme kondolo mokuda la masia. I'm looking for you on the 13th of May in Chicago. Amen. Chi-Town, we're the underground prayer movement. We're going to target murder. We're going to target suicide. We're going to target corruption. We're going after it in the name of Jesus. We're canceling the plan and the agenda of the enemy against your life, your church. Amen. Your ministry. You need to make it to Chicago. It's going to be awesome. The devil is after you. And I'm telling you, don't miss this. Now, I'm instructed by the Lord. Next week, we'll be praying in the morning and the evening. That's right. Next week, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 6 a.m., 6 p.m. Set your clock now. Don't hesitate. Set your clock now for 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. We're going to pray until something happens. We're going to pray until we see a turnaround. You that are not a part need to go ahead and go to briancarn.com, sign up for the underground prayer movement. While this anointing is flowing, the Lord challenged me to challenge every person on this call. Now, again, whenever y'all don't believe me, just don't do it. But I get results, so that's why I obey. I'm challenging every person on this call to sow a seed of $12. And 14 cents. That's right. Dollar sign. PBCJR. $12.14. Dollar sign. Kingdom City Culture. BrianCarn.com. BrianCarn.org. Amen. You can give it however you need to give it. P.O. Box 11507. Jacksonville, Florida 32239. But I'm challenging everybody to sow a seed of $12.14. That's 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14. Nothing is going to stand between me and my children. Any occasion that I've given the enemy, it will not last. There are 50 of you. Yes, Lord. There are 50 of you who's going to sow $112.14. There are 50 of you who are going to sow $112.14. I'm going to say it again. There are 50 of you who are going to sow $112.14. But there, everybody on this call need to be sowing $12.14 while this anointing is flowing, while that power is falling. You are blessed today. Hey, you are anointed. You will not be stopped. And no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I know it's not going to happen because God said it. And God don't tell no lies. He's a man of his word. And he do what he say. You didn't know that? I did. He's a covenant keeping God. And I trust him to do the miraculous. I'll be looking for you. Hallelujah. In prayer Monday morning at 6 a.m. Amen. Monday morning, 6 a.m. Monday night, 6 p.m. We're going to be praying all next week. We're praying. We'll believe in God. Pray for me. Amen. We have this marriage conference this evening. Couples, singles, anyone in Charlotte. My God, I have a word I believe came straight from heaven. And then I'll be in Houston on Saturday. Jacksonville Sunday morning. Charlotte Sunday afternoon. I love KCC. I love God, and I love my assignment. Amen to God. You are blessed. You are favored. There are 50 people sowing that $112.14, and everybody sowing $12.14. I'll say that, Lord. Yes, I'll say it. There's one person going to give $1,012.14. There's one person. I don't know who you are. It's none of my business. But there's one person going to sow that seed. You are blessed. You are favored. You're anointed. And I look forward to praying with you next week. Did you set your alarm? What did I say? Set it for 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Let's get on here and pray. As you know, you have to get on early if you want to make sure you get in. Hey, I'm excited. You are blessed. More grace.